You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week we're talking about the culinary arts. So we're joined by local writer, food expert, and host of The In Crowd here on WEMU, Jessica Webster. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Lisa Berry.
We've already talked about the burgeoning beer scene, so we're all about equal time. So today we're talking about wine. And joining us is Mary Campbell, owner of Everyday Wines in Ann Arbor's Kerrytown Market and Shops in Ann Arbor. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. How long have you owned Everyday Wines and been located in Kerrytown?
We are coming up on our 14th birthday, November 19th of this year, so just before Thanksgiving. We're
so you should
celebrate.
Celebrate with a little Beaujolais? Or
a little Beaujolais, exactly. It's going to be right out almost that time.
All right.
One of the things that I love about going to Mary's shop in the markets is that I can walk in and discover something that I may have never heard of before. Mary has a very carefully curated selection of wines, and it's not just the things that you see every day, but it's the kind of wine you should drink every day, because it's called Everyday Wines.
And your mission is to make wine an easy and affordable everyday pleasure.
Definitely. So, you know, there have been times I've walked into the shop and said, we're going to a party, dinner party being held by kind of wealthy parents of Jacob's friends. I need something to impress. And it's hard for me to find a wine that's very expensive. So I have to impress them instead with wine that's just very good.
And actually just something that's different, too, because it's, you know, the uniqueness sometimes can be the best thing to bring to a dinner party.
Well, that was one of my biggest questions was, does price equate with quality of wine?
Not necessarily. I mean, there's definitely some that does, and then there's others that don't. I mean, what we're looking for is a quality price ratio, really. So if it's a $9 or $10 bottle of wine, we want it to taste like $12, $13. We always want to be exceeding those expectations. But I've had many $20 bottle of wine, we're like, I'd put it up against my $10 bottle of wine any day. But at some point, I have to say it's also subjective. It's about your palate. It's about my palate. So everybody out there, if you have a favorite wine, don't let anybody tell you that it's not good.
Do you do wine tasting there?
We do. In fact, just recently we started up our Fancy Fridays, which we're doing a little bit of splurgy wine. So, you know, there's great everyday wines. And then there's, you know, at the end of a long Friday and a long week, you deserve a kind of a special extra Fancy Friday wine. So we're just starting that every Friday. And then on Saturdays year-round, we do 4 to 5, even when kickoff is at 3:30. We will be there, stop by, and have a few samples of some free wine.
So, do you carry wines from a particular region or all over the country or all over the world, really?
All over the world. Yeah, we mainly probably specialize in Europe only because we find that that's where we can find very affordable wines, great prices, and also from small family-owned vineyards, which we're looking for. We're looking for things where you actually know what's behind the wine. Just like I'm sure, Jessica, you love to know what's behind food. Mm-hmm. We want to know who's behind the wine as well.
When you learn about the wines, you're learning about the people that produce the wine. Are you also learning things about the age of the vines and the kind of soil? Is that really important?
Definitely. I mean, everything about it, how they take care of it, how many generations it's been in the family, how they farm it, you know, what kind of, if they, the yeast they use. I mean, everything about it is important to us.
There's so much to know about wine.
There is. But you were saying taste. I mean, don't let anyone else tell you what you like or don't like. But sure. I know I like a dry wine. I like a dry champagne. But I think that's different for a lot of different people. What would you recommend for me?
Well, that would be an interesting thing. We'd first have to talk about your definition of dry. Because everybody has a varying thing. And the word brut, which means dry, runs from, up to, I think it's now 15 grams of sugar that they can have in it and still call it brut on the dosage. So you have a very broad category of what somebody might define as dry. And I often ask people about how they drink their coffee. To decide how what their dryness is. That might not work with bubbly as well, but people who drink their coffee very black, very espresso, tannins, dryness, that stringency in the back of the mouth doesn't bother them at all in their wine because it makes sense, right? They can do that with their coffee. If they dump a whole bunch of cream in it, they want it softer, rounder, smoother. Because they're trying to get those edges. They start to put sugar in it. They want it a little sweeter. They don't want it just fruity. They actually probably want some residual sugar.
I would never have thought of a corollary there.
It's a good thing to, because people understand coffee, and they understand those ideas and concepts. And so when you can kind of match up the kind of wine after they've told you the coffee, they're a lot more comfortable.
This is how sophisticated I am. I like a low-fat latte with extra foam because I say the foam makes it fun. So there, that's why I like champagne. Same thing for bubbles.
It seems unending, the amount that you can learn about wine if you're interested. What's great is when you have someone who can kind of hold your hand through it, and you can come back and say, I tried this, I liked this, what's next? That's my level of interest. I'm not going to spend a lot of time learning about all of the different types of Beaujolais or the different types of Pinot, but I am grateful to have an expert who can kind of guide me through.
And that would be Mary Campbell, owner of Everyday Wines in Ann Arbor's Kerrytown Market Shops. Is it still the same red wine for meat, white wine for fish, that type of thing?
Not at all.
All right.
Mix and match. There's a lovely Montepulciano from Abruzzo in Italy that I love to give to people for a salmon or a fattier fish. You know, it depends on what you're cooking and all of that. But I've had the best surprises on matches that I would never have thought would pair. And I often tell people, hey, if you want to experiment, you know, go for it, because you might find just the fabulous match tonight that nobody else knew about. And also, I always tell people, you know, drink what you want first. Do the match later, unless you really want to experiment out there, because it's, you know, you're a long day and you've got a meal and stuff and you sit down to have a glass. And if you don't like the glass of wine away from the food, it sometimes can kind of be a killer, you know, to.
And screw caps on wine is not necessarily a sign that they're not a fine wine either, right?
Not at all. There's some nicer, higher-end wines with screw caps. And in fact, especially for everyday wines, it's perfect because you're never going to get what they call corked wine. Corks that have been reconstituted, and there's a chemical called TCA that actually gets involved. And it can basically taint the cork. And a lot of people don't know what the taste is in the wine. They'll just think it's the bad wine, and so they'll never come back to it. And that's about 10 to 15% of all wines out there with corks right now are corked.
Well, I was just wondering, now that we're transitioning from summer to fall, do you see people coming in with different requests for wines? Does that change with the food types that we're seeing people preparing at home?
Definitely. You know, the menus are changing, and therefore the wines are changing. Seeing a little bit of beef stews, some lamb shanks, some heartier meals that are coming out, even in the vegetarian world, some eggplant, just everything with a little bit more gusto. So we're moving a little bit more maybe towards the red wine. More people who were drinking white and rosés during the summer are now saying, hey, either a light red or maybe even a heartier red that they're willing to move on to. If you're not crazy about the taste, if it seems a little bitter, it seems a little astringent, taste something that you weren't expecting, you know, wait. That I always tell people, a wine will never hurt you. So if it's not good or, you know, slightly off or bad, it's not going to hurt you or anything. So, you know, taste it again the next day. Taste it again 3 days from now. Before you pour it out, try
it
again.
Chance.
Mary Campbell, owner of Everyday Wines in Ann Arbor's Kerrytown Market Shops. Thanks so much for joining us on Art and Soul. Jessica Webster, we'll hear you Sunday afternoon as host of The In Crowd here on 89.1 WEMU. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate it.